only
we notice a large...
We've also got, in the marginal seats, a lot of candidates standing. So their throw of preferences will ultimately decide the results. So you might not have a result on Saturday night at all.
And the large number of undecided voters surprises me, as has been remarked upon again and again by all sorts of political commentators and even by yourself from time to time. People either like you or don't like you. They either embrace your style of government or they reject it. So a very large number of people undecided at this stage in your government's history surprises me.
I think in terms of personalities, most people have made up their mind about Geoff Kennett. I mean, I've been around as long as the ARC. And there are not very many undecideds. But in terms of politics, that is the management team for the future, I can understand there being more undecideds. And that happens because a lot of people just don't want to indicate to a person on the other end of the phone or at the door who they're going to vote for. So, the big concern we have on our side of politics is that regardless of what everyone's been saying, this election now is confirmed by two polls of Gary Morgan, one by The Age, to be very, very close indeed. And you might find that after the weekend, your favourite sons are back in office.
My favourite sons?
The Labour Party.
You're saying that we're in some way connected?
No, I'm just being slightly facetious and, full of goodwill on this early day on Wednesday morning, that being an advocate of those things from our opposition, and that's fine, that's good, I'm not criticising, I'm just saying you might find them back in office, and that if that's what the public decide, that's fine, I accept that.
Well, for the record, I dismiss any suggestion that the ABC or any of its presenters are in any way partisan in this state election.
Don't get too defensive. It's early morning. It's a lot of goodwill and charity floating around.
The Labor Party this morning are going to the Supreme Court, Mr. Kennett. They're seeking an injunction over electoral matter, which they say has been put onto the state government website.
They wrote us a letter yesterday through their close colleagues Slater and Gordon, and they said there were two press releases that had gone out with the campaign letterhead, Working for Our Future, on it, and I think they're right. And those two were removed from the website. So that was done yesterday. I think if they wish to pursue it, they can. I do give them some advice, though it's not my business to give the ALP advice. We're 4 days out from an election. Their campaign is all over the place. I would be, if I was them, just trying to sell a simple message. They're taking legal action. John Lenders has run such an awful campaign out in Dandenong North. He's taking legal action. They're an absolute mess. I mean, they're just fundamentally incompetent.
So the government concede that some electoral material was placed on the website?
We concede
in breach of the legislation?
We concede that inadvertently two press releases went onto the website and we've removed them as soon as I brought to our attention. That doesn't take a great... confession to admit that they shouldn't have been there.
And the other material that's on the government website...
That's fine.
...is all fine.
Yep.
And there's no further problem.
No.
Well, we'll see whether matters proceed or not at 10:30 in the Supreme Court. As it stands...
You'll keep a close eye on it?
Well, I'm sure we'll have someone at the court in order to see what happens. It's a newsworthy item.
I know.
As it happens also on Talkback over the last day or two, a number of people have rung in, all women, saying they've received a letter from the Health Minister, Mr. Knowles, bringing to their attention some new government programs on the treatment of breast cancer.
Mm.
And these women have all said to us, how do they know that I've been treated for breast cancer? Has there been a misuse here of my medical records for political purposes?
I know you would take my response even-handedly, as always, but can I say to you, we have sent out about 230,000 letters to about 50 electorates. Each electorate's received about 5,000 of these letters. They're what we call targeting. We think breast cancer is a very serious issue. We are the first government to allocate money specifically to breast cancer research. We've put $3 million a year in for 3 years. We are trying to further make mammograms and everything available to women wherever they live, and we are informing women that we are investing in their future and in their good health. Now, some of those letters, unfortunately, have arrived at houses with women who have breast cancer. When you send out 220,000 letters at random, that is obviously the outcome. But it is just from the electoral roll. It is not from any other source. And, of course, there wouldn't be 250,000, 220,000 women in Victoria with breast cancer. We're trying to let people know we are the only party that take this seriously. We introduced the program some years ago. We are continuing to add to it. Now, if some people have received it, then obviously we are disappointed and we're sorry if they're offended. But I think, on the other hand, they'd be delighted to know that there's a government who cares.
I think the issue is to clarify that the addresses have not come from any medical records. They've come from the electoral roll.
That is correct, John.
All right, well, that's important to clarify.
Thank you very much indeed. That's very generous of you.
I'm led to believe that you are hoping in the next day or two to make an announcement about Channel 7 packing up from its Sydney headquarters and moving to Melbourne to establish its corporate headquarters and studio headquarters down at the Docklands.
If you'd read your papers, I think that a decision was already in the Financial Review yesterday or the day before.
The Financial Review reported that you may be making an announcement that you were negotiating with Kerry Stokes at Channel 7.
I think that might have been the article before. I think there's been a more recent one that said that they're moving down. I'm not aware of any statement that I'm making over the next couple of days. The Department of Industry may be working with Channel 7. I've always said I'd like to move Channel 2 down here too, because I think the ABC is Sydney-centric, but we've seen advances in recent times to that end. I'd like to see Channel 9 down here, but I'm not aware on my schedule that I have any announcement in the next two or three days about Channel 7.
All right, well, that puts that one to bed as well. Undoubtedly, you've had a look, I assume, at Stephen Mayne's website, jeft.com.
No, I have not.
There's a number of things in there which are said about you, which I would have thought would have caused even your hair to stand on end.
No, I haven't read it. Why would I be bothered? The man is obviously upset. I've got more important things to do. I'm running an election campaign about the future of Victoria, which you haven't mentioned today yet, about the future of Victoria. But I'm more interested in the future. I'm not worried about individuals who have an axe to grind. I am looking forward to hopefully being re-elected, if the community will so see fit, to drive the state forward into the 21st century in a very prosperous way.
There's some very serious allegations made on that website, and he also makes a feature, having noticed that he's updated it recently, makes a feature of the fact that you've not issued a writ against him, you haven't sued him over any of the things that he says, therefore, he asserts, he's confident that they're true.
This is a man who betrayed a trust, an honour, having worked with us, took that information outside and is now in part or in whole using it to his own advantage, said he was going to stand against me, couldn't, has no credibility at all with the journalistic profession, and you're running his campaign for him.
No, I'm not running his campaign.
You asked me whether I'd seen it. I haven't. I haven't been bothered with it. I've been too busy concentrating on the productive things that we can do in government if re-elected. Now, I haven't looked at the website. It doesn't interest me. You've obviously done it, or you've been speaking to him. If you want to be his agent, just throw him up.
No, I'm not his agent, but he also claims 50,000 Victorians have had a look at that website, which is a substantial number of people.
So you've been speaking to him, have you?
No, it's on the website.
Oh, is it?
He claims 50,000 people. I had a look at the website again last night, as do many other people.
Well, if you want to waste your and my time, just keep asking me these questions.
Well, I don't think they're a waste of time, Premier. I mean, he raises questions about your personal share dealings, which have been aired before. He says he thinks there are irregularities in that.
Well, again, John, I mean, you can be his agent if you wish. We've been through this before. I'm not going to respond to an individual who, as I say, is obviously disappointed, concerned. If you want to waste your listeners' time, let them get the impression as to the sort of quality of this show.
He asserts that there's the daughter of a cabinet minister who is a partner in a consultancy that you allocated tens of millions of dollars of work to, without going out to public tender?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't read the website. Now, do you want to name them, or are you just going to be typically ABC and leftist?
I mean, Trout and Swear is the consultancy that worked on the electricity privatisation, and your Transport Minister, Robin Cooper's daughter, is a partner in that firm. They were allocated, he says, $24 million worth of consultancies without it going to tender.
John, I've got to say to you, I mean, I'll just sit here. You just run through all the allegations, righto? And when you're ready and you want to talk to me about something that I can respond to, I haven't read his website. I'm not interested in him at all right?
But the allegation, the issue, you can talk about. A $24 million consultancy on electricity privatisation should have gone to tender, should it not have?
I beg your pardon?
An electricity privatisation tender for $24 million
I waste my time coming down here talking to you. I really don't. I mean, you come down, you try and do a good job, you go back to Stephen Mayne, who probably is absolutely discredited among the media for what he is saying about the media, let alone what he's saying about Jeff Kennett, and you want to run your whole show and waste all of your listeners' time on issues that Stephen Mayne has raised. Well, keep going. I'll just sit here and drink my tea.
And that's the only response?
Well, you're pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
17 minutes to 9.